It's easier for us to stay the same than it is to change. And change requires you to focus the energy on yourself, nothing to do with the other person. Because the thing is, you can say, okay, well, it was just the one person. And maybe you can just say, you know what, it was down to her. But we could probably say that there's a whole rap sheet of people that we've done the same mistake on. What was the common denominator across all the people? What, the women? No, the common denominator is you.
This is Talking to My Thoughts.
Welcome to Talking to My Thoughts, the podcast where we have open, honest, and raw conversations about the things that are playing on our mind. My name's Simon, aka SJ. I'm a video creator, I'm a father, and I'm a business enthusiast.
And my name is Craig, also known as Mr. Positive, a cheesy motivator with a solution background, big dreams, and a passion for helping others find their peace.
Yeah, and we're also thankful to be joined by our guest today. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Denzel, aka Denz Creates. I'm a filmmaker connoisseur.
So in this podcast, obviously, we bring a unique perspective on our inner thoughts by literally pre-recording the things that are on our mind before talking about them amongst the group. Now, we do this because we believe before you can be open with others, you first have to be open with yourself. And make sure you guys stay updated and follow us on all of our socials at Talking to My Thoughts. Now, today's topic is valuing women through sex. Very interesting. And we actually pulled this up from a tweet that we saw. Let me get the tweet up. If you believe a woman's value is lowered after she has sex with you, and what does that say about how you see yourself? Now, sex is clearly not something which comes with prestige. You're basically calling yourself a liability. Oof. I know, Denzel, you sent this over to us. What was your initial thoughts when you read this tweet?
Oof. My initial thoughts. Oof. It's a lot deeper than what I've been seeing in recent weeks. And that's why I thought, no, I need to send this to the man. I actually posted it on my story as well. Just to say, look, guys, at least be thinking about this when you're having sex. At least have it in the back of your mind. You know what I mean? If you're going away from sleeping with a girl and thinking less of her, then, bro, ultimately it must mean so much more about yourself. So, yeah. And I just thought it would be a good topic of conversation for us to kind of get in. So, yeah.
There was a couple of, I guess, key words we can kind of break down in it, or we can try and break down. Obviously, the first thing is about prestige, for one. We can delve into that a little bit deeper. And also, a liability. That's the second word I pulled from that tweet as well. You're basically calling yourself a liability. Craig, what do you think?
The liability is the one that hit me, because nobody wants to be classed as, or known as, or seen as a liability in anybody's life. So that's the one that, when I heard that, I was like, oh. When you hear liability, like all the rest of it is like, yeah, value, blah, blah, blah. Then you get to liability and you're like, oh, are you going to hit me like that? So, let's reflect and look at what's going on and seeing if I've been putting myself as a liability. And I guess other people would touch other words as well, like prestige. Maybe they want to be seen as a high class, a high rank person. And then somebody else might be seeing themselves in a lower standard, etc. So, yeah, liability is what would attach to me the most.
Mad. Cool. All right. Well, I understand we've got some voice recordings from Craig and Denzel. Denz, do you want to go first? We'll have a listen to yours and then dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
What I would say, first and foremost, is that currently where I am now, I do value women, and I wouldn't class myself as a liability to girls, because I feel like this whole question is based around growth, and it's based around where you are in your life. And I feel like at some point every young man, not every, but I feel like the majority of young men are going to go through a period of time where this actually might be the case, including myself. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. But I feel it comes back down to intention, and I feel like it has more to do with intention for your own self than it has to do with any external factors of women or whatever. I feel like when you move with intention, when you know where you're going, when you know what you want to be, when you know what you're doing, you kind of naturally surround yourself or put yourself in positions where you're doing things rationally and you're doing things with intention to move forward in life. And I feel like a lot of young males go through a period of not really, or figuring it out. It's curiosity, it's figuring it out. It's not really knowing, you know, who's leading the way, what am I supposed to look up to? Am I supposed to look up to the things I see in social media, the media, film, TV, where it's like, it's kind of almost promoting promiscuity within men and glorifying it. Is that what I'm supposed to do, or am I supposed to, do you know what I mean? And if you come from a culture or a community where you don't really have other people to look up to who are actually in that limelight, doing more positive things with their time rather than just sleeping with women, getting big cars, getting money, then you kind of fall into just the cycle. And I feel like I definitely had been in that cycle before when I was young. It's a form of self-validation. It's a form of ego drivenness, and it's easy to fall into that. And I feel like it was never personal. It would never be like, oh, I sleep with this person and I don't value them anymore. It's more a case of the curiosity wasn't the same afterwards, because of everything around is kind of almost programmed you to think, well the next one then, or this person, or what about that girl, da, 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 da. Stuff like that. But I feel as I've obviously grown up, gone older, and then you start to have times where you've maybe slept with someone and you, afterwards you think, oh, I just want to go home now, or I'm not really comfortable in this space, and I'm not really comfortable even with this person, I don't even really talk to this person that much, why did I even do that? And when you start having those questions and ask yourself those things, then you're kind of at the tip of a realization to think, well, why am I sleeping with these girls then? If this is how I feel afterwards, why am I even doing that? I don't even have a great connection with you. I'm probably not even going to talk to you in the next couple of weeks. And it's not just me powering that girl. That girl may not even talk to me either. She may not, do you know what I mean? She could be using me just as much as I'm using her. But the fact of the matter is, why are we both doing that? Just for a moment of happiness, or a moment of bliss, do you know what I mean? Or lustfulness. It doesn't really make sense. And that's what happens when you don't really have a direction. I would say definitely right now, I have strong intentions for where I want to go, what I want to be going forward, and the kind of people I want to be around, and the kind of energy I want to be around, because it's all about energies and exchanges, isn't it? So I definitely do, but I understand, and I have been there, and as I said, been there, done that, got a t-shirt, and I'm pretty sure a lot of men, especially from our community, will have or are going through this right now.
I picked up some pieces as to words are powerful to me. So I picked up pieces as to the stuff that you said, and it was stuff that was particularly controversial was, we don't have many people to look up to. We also have, when they were surrounded by a lot of people who are pushing big cars, getting money and getting women, and also this level of self-validation. So I will focus on that first. What is it about the big cars, money and getting women that we seem to steer more towards that energy than we do to the ones that's closer to home? That's a good question for you, because actually the question you said was, we don't have many people to look up to, but actually all three of us have a very, very, very strong family unit, and we were very much brought up into a very strong relationship based off of our parents. So actually we could have steered towards that. So why is it that we suddenly chose the big cars, getting money and getting women, as to why it shifted our curiosity, you can call it, our intention? And the reason why I say that is because actually, maybe it could be because there's so much of it that we're exposed to, is the reason why it overpowered us. But yeah, I'll put that to you.
I don't think this is a blanket statement. I don't think it's a case of at all times we don't see the positives that we have around us, and we only see what's in the media and what our friends are doing or what people around us are doing. I feel like what you said near the end of it is quite important. You said that there's just ultimately so much of it. And I feel like it's not just also about the moments that you're home and the moments that, you know, that you're learning from your parents and stuff like that. We spend majority of it, especially growing up, from the time we hit school to probably the time where we finish university, we spend so much more time out the house than we do in the house. We spend so much more time especially now in our generation now, where we have smartphones and we're engaged and pretty much online all the time. We spend so much time consuming information, consuming stuff that we see as goals, or, you know, we want to aspire to and stuff like that. So regardless of whatever we've done in terms of promiscuity and stuff like that, I feel like we do have very strong values that we do keep to. But I feel like sometimes in certain areas, you may stray away from that at times, as I said, because, and again, it's the company you keep. Like, I know for me, when obviously growing up in school, like, you're surrounded by a lot of, we went to a boys' school. So we all went to the same school, basically. And having that, being surrounded by males pretty much 24/7, you get the testosterone, you get the same kind of curiosity about women, you get the same stories about, oh, this guy came back from last night, he did this, and he's a guy for that, he's a bad man, da, 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 all of this kind of stuff. You get all that kind of, and it's exciting as a young person. For me, as I said, for me, mine was more about joining the curiosity hype and kind of being, and that kind of putting me on to be like one of the guys. And as I said, it's a form of self-validation as well. You know, like when you've done that, and now it's like almost like in our community, it's almost like a ritual where you've gonna,
it's a badge of honor, isn't it? It's a badge of honor.
You've done it. You're now classed as, in your peers' eyes and your friends' eyes, as a man. Do you know what I'm saying? And so that's, as I said, I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that's how we should think. I'm not saying that's the way we should think. But I feel like that was, I was there, and I still remember what that feels like growing up in school and having the stories about, oh, so I went to so and so's house, I'm going to her house. And it is a case of ego, self-validation, and feeling like you belong now to a community of other guys.
But let's be honest though. Let's be real. I want this conversation, because obviously the topic is quite deep. So let's not try and mull over anything. It's a journey that, let's be honest, most boys go through, and it's something that we're all gonna experience, because it's always something, whether you're with your boys and it's a bit of banter or whatever, it's curiosity. As you said, obviously when in your voice note, it was a very reflective piece, and that's clearly coming from someone that's a lot older and has the experience, yeah, and now can look back and be like, okay, maybe I shouldn't have acted like that, or maybe this is the reason why I did act like that. But we gotta be real. That like, we wanted to do it because we was curious to do it, and we wanted to be like the boys. We wanted to be the man. We wanted to be the guy that done the thing with the girls, and that's what it was. And obviously, again, you're talking about self-validation. You're talking about how, when we're talking about the topic, we're talking about how we class women, how we value women. And obviously, when you're at that particular age, you're not thinking like that. You're not thinking about, how do I value this girl? What is she worth to me? What is her importance? Mm. You're just thinking about the beat. Let's be honest. You're thinking about the beat. That's it. And especially when there's the pressure.
And how that validates you. And how that validates,
right. And there's pressure in that as well. Because when you're young, there's guys that have, obviously, when you're talking about losing your virginity for the first time, have you lost your virginity? Well, I have. I've done this thing with these many girls and red tear. And then you might be chatting to a girl and you're like, oh, bruv, you know what? I've done a thing with her last week. And it's just like, you see what I'm saying? It's all, especially when you're with your guys, it's just banter. And it's just a way of, again, a badge of honor. It's a way of classing yourself, and it is self-validation. But now what we're trying to think about when we're talking about this particular question, this topic, is what we're doing when we're having sex with these women. Why is it for some people, we're obviously, we may not be saying this for us in particular, but when we're having sex with these women, why do we think that then decreases their value, how we respect them, how we see them? By us having sex with them, we don't value them as much anymore. And why is that?
Well, actually, what, as Denzel said, it was, there's two parts he said. So one of the pieces is, actually, it's never personal. So it's not that I devalue them anymore. It's that actually my curiosity is lost. So if we go back to the original part, if my decision for doing this wasn't based on intention, but based on curiosity, once my curiosity has been completed, technically my mission is complete. And it wasn't something I realized that was my mission, but its mission is complete. Now it's not personal. This is just something I chose. I made a wrong intention for myself. However, everything's going to be taken personal. And it looks like actually what has happened, you've just lowered their standard and you've put them on the back seat. And then you're like, yeah, I don't need that anymore. But actually the original intention was incorrect. So there's a bit of there's a two-way part to play. What was his intention in the first place? And then what was her intention? And then actually, did she even know his intention? Did she ever ask in that sense? But obviously we do come into a case where people do ask and they just lie. because they kind of they understand that their attention wasn't because they want to make it a long-term thing. They just wanted it to be a quick beat and then that's it. Interesting part, what you said though, Simon, was you talked about a lot about something I want to leave people with that have listened to it, because a lot of people are listening and they probably think, oh yeah, but as boys, that's what we did and da da da. And you talked about school. However, we're at 30 years old, exposing ages, but we're at 30 years old and we're going on to 40, we're going on to 50, and then we go on to 60. I question if men ever learn how to stop being boys, because actually human beings are very, very habitual. If you do what we described for 10 years, you're not going to get out of your system by a click of a finger. You're not going to Thanos that habit. You're actually going to have a massive issue that you cannot get out of, and you will forever base your decisions off of curiosity and not off of intention if you don't do the inner work that's required. We go off of habit, and if you do something for long enough, it's going to be so instilled in you that you don't know any different. So I implore people to basically do the inner work and really think, all the decisions I've made about women or about myself, has it been based off of long-term intention, or am I still basing it off of curiosity?
Does that mindset still occur when you're in a relationship? Because obviously when you're thinking about, okay, one night stands or whatever, you can sleep with them, go about your business, and you won't think any different about a woman. But when you sleep with a person and you're in a relationship with, you then, I don't know, for whatever reason, you end up in a relationship with them, do you still think that same way? Do you still think that the value is lowered, or now that they're your wifey, how do you see them now?
That's
why I'm interpreting it. Go on.
I have a bit of a reply to that. I think what would happen, because it's not to say that every relationship ends up being really beautiful or lasts a very long time. So what happens is that some people, you know, what's the worst things that men can think of when they like, a lot of men will bring up, and they banter about it, but it's a serious thing. That when they get in a relationship, but they get to marriage, and they say that, you know, when you get married, you're only going to have sex with one woman forever. That's the vow that you're taking. So I say that the habit you had about lowering the standard of a woman because of sex has actually traveled into your relationship, but taken a different form, because now you're thinking, rah, just one woman. So now you're thinking, rah, the sex wasn't even that great, or actually the sex isn't enough for me to keep it on. But the point is, if you go back to your original intention, people that make an intention for a very long-term relationship is not basing it off of just that one attribute of sex. But if you started it off that way, based off of curiosity, then you create a relationship out of it, it's going to run out of its fuel very soon when sex isn't the thing, everybody's body's not popping anymore, or you know what, you just don't feel it in that way by the way they look. This is why people's marriages and relationships break down when things start to change, and life just takes a toll on us. So if you base your relationship off that one factor, actually you can really start to find yourself breaking it down, and then you wouldn't even realize again it was because of a... Imagine that your relationship or your marriage breaks down in your 40s because of something you learned since you was a boy. If you don't do the inner work, you're going to see yourself like get corrupted from the inside out, and no, you wouldn't even know that it's happening.
And I mean, obviously you being in a relationship, you should think that, well, I'm hoping it's the case that you're in a long-term relationship and you've been with them for more than one reason. And again, it comes back to what Denzel was saying. It's about your intent as well, your intention.
Yeah.
And when you're in a relationship, I'm hoping that the intent that you're not in a relationship so that you can get more sex from them. You're in a relationship because you actually have something in common. You like them. You know, you can see yourself spending a lot more time with them. You're building a friendship. You're building a further relationship. It's not just about, okay, yeah, they do their thing. You know what I'm saying? They do their thing and I like it. So I'm going to stick with them because it's a good thing. So I have to kind of question that. So it depends.
I like your line. The line you said is, I hope that. But do you know that we're hoping from the outside. So me, you and Denzel are hoping from the outside. But do you know people are hoping for themselves? I hope, they'll say this line, or they even realize, I hope that when I enter this, it is for the right reasons. Why can't you be sure? Why can't you do the work that you need to do to be sure beforehand? Is that, oh, but that would mean I probably have to stop dating women or stop having sex for me to figure that out. So do it. But it's hard because now it requires you to change something about yourself for you to figure that out. Whereas everyone else is just like, I'm just gonna hope it's gonna work. I'm just gonna, you know, just take a little dive in there. I'm gonna test the water a little bit, you know? And all of a sudden, man's like, oh, I'm drowned. Oh, shoot. Yeah. Oh. Then it's like, actually, that hope didn't go far enough. People will go through a relationship for 5, 10, 20 years, bring children into it. Even some people will get grandchildren. Then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I didn't actually, that hope didn't go. It's run out now. The fuel's faded away. So I want people to really think about this, you know, because hope is not the thing. Hope can be used for other people on the outside. But actually, when it takes, there's a level of actually, you take a responsibility and there's control in yourself where you can be sure that this is what I'm going to do and this is how I'm going to do it.
Cool. All right. So, Craig, let's jump into your voice note and then we'll see how deep we can get with this convo, man.
We'll see you now.
Am I valuing women through sex, or am I a liability to women? That is actually such a mad question. And the funny thing is that I'm actually one of the culprits, I could say, where I would almost, I guess you can call it, judge women down to like how things panned out with each other. In a sexual relation, to give you more context, I could say, or I used to basically have the rule where if I've had sex with you before we get in a relationship, then I probably wouldn't get in a relationship with you. But then it makes me think that if your, I guess your value or your standard is lowered because you had sex with me, then what does that make me? It's actually a bit of a mad one. Sometimes men can really be acting trash sometimes. That's just something I'm thinking right now, that we can actually just be acting up. And when I reflect on this, I can honestly say to myself that all those times when I didn't get with a woman, or even when I did get with a woman, my intentions were weak anyway. Not because I just wanted to have sex, that's definitely not the case. It was actually because all those years that went on, I actually wasn't ready for a relationship. Not a real one, like a really long-term one. It used to just be something that was quite cool to get into because, you know what, we get on. We like eating food together. We like talking to each other. We might as well make something out of it. But could I say that I actually thought about like proper marriage and kids before I got with them? No. Which means it's very little to do with what the woman did or how she reacted to me or did she have sex or not. It was everything to do with my lack of intention, which makes me the liability, not only to myself, but to everybody else. And the thing is it something I should blame myself? Not necessarily. I guess I did what I did because I knew what I knew back then. And if I didn't do what I did back then, I wouldn't have learned what I know today. Because as you already know, everything is necessary. Everything that we do, everything that we have to learn is very necessary. We have to go through these kind of things, you know, you got to go for it before you can grow from it. So I won't necessarily put myself down, but did I play a part in maybe hurting some people? Making people have a negative view about men, yeah, probably did. Which is the reason why I can't even go around complaining that, saying, oh yeah, women damage men or men damage women, because I guess we all play our part. You definitely have. So yeah, there are times that I've played a real big liability to women by valuing them through sexual actions or other things that's happened. But who am I to make that kind of choice? I'm either the stupid one or getting with the person or attracting the person who doesn't value themselves highly, if that's how you can say it. Or I'm the one who doesn't value myself highly. And I'm the poison, you can call it. One interesting thought. I'm really glad that I'm able to see and reflect on it today and be intentional about my decisions, because intentional decisions will land me in places that I want to be. And it will ensure, sorry, it will ensure that the places I go and that the energy I share with people is in the right place. What a crazy one. Wait.
Mad. Okay. Whew. How do I digest that? How do I break that down? Okay, so there's definitely a bit that stood out for me, and I've actually got a leading question to follow on from it, but I'll do that in a sec. So when you basically obviously was in your reflection and then you was thinking about how you've carried yourself in the past. Obviously, we've all been young. We've all had our own curiosity and our own intentions. And you almost admitted that you feel like you have been a liability. You have been a liability to women. But one thing that kind of stood out for me is when you said, well, should I blame myself for that? Is it my fault? Can I really blame myself for that? Or is it I only did what I did because I knew what I knew then, which is not what I know now? And that's what kind of clicked with me to be like, okay, so the question that I want to lead from is that obviously now we're a lot older and we can reflect upon how we was in the past. And I'm going to say we, because I think that we've all kind of had those intentions at some point anyway. I'm making the assumption, but I can definitely say for me, I have. I know Denzel's mentioned that as well. And as guys, mm-hmm. we generally do. I just think that obviously, is it just something that we have to go through, or is there something that can be done to get us out of that kind of cycle of being a man growing up and feeling that that's the way we need to basically approach our intentions with women? How do we address that, or does it need to be addressed, and is it just something that we need to go through? That's okay. The question, so, I kind of leave from that.
Okay, so let me. Denzel's about to get. Denzel, if you see Denzel on the video right now, boy, he's on a mad one. Denzel, we're getting to you. So basically.
No, it's fine.
So basically, what I'm going to explain to you about that is that, firstly, I don't believe every single boy or man has ever gone through this for them to be a good man in a relationship in the future. So on that part, no. The second part is, let's lead it back to Denzel's original line. We don't have people to look up to. But maybe it's the fact that it's not that we don't have people to look up to, we don't have enough people to look up to, and it's not celebrated enough in our media and social media and all those other movies, everything. And that's where the issue is. So like conversations like this, could you say that you see many conversations like this happening, honestly, among other men? However, if you was able to have more conversation like this, then we will allow ourselves to reflect. It may need to be quicker, or to a point where we reflect before we've even made some of the decisions that we've had to make as boys. But I think we can change the narrative by being brave enough to just be ourselves and understand that actually this is something to celebrate. I was this kind of person, but I can change this. And what we pass on to our children will also make a major difference as well.
Then you was doing some mad moves, man. I know you got something to say on that.
No. Because it's funny, because I was really listening intently to what you was going to pick out. And as soon as you said, blame myself, I said, damn you, Simon, that's what I was going to say. And then the biggest thing you said was, it's not being celebrated. It's not being applauded. In it not being applauded, it's not as in our face. It's not, you have to dig and find it. And it's just the same way when we send each other stuff in a group chat. It might be a case of like we see something on Instagram, which is a young black man teaching his young kid about finances, about the stock market, about all this kind of stuff. Yeah. We get gassed because how many times in the last 5 or 10 years can you honestly say you've come across something like that? If you're not looking for it, if you're not searching for these things, it's just there. It just comes across just the same way. Like, sports comes across on our feed just the same way as banter comes across on our feed. All that stuff is just there, available, ready to be, you know, indulged. It just kind of seeps into our subconsciousness. But the positive stuff, the role models, the guys out there who have major respect for women who have built empires with their women, faithful families, everything. A lot of that has to be searched for. And it's not as widely available as the rest of the stuff. And I feel like that's what you already answered my question. So,
you know, the reason why it's important, because right now we've only talked about the lighthearted parts of it, sex and, oh, some people get broken hearted, etc. But you know what? Let's get into the biological parts of it. If you didn't know the birds and the bees, basically, sex has a potential to bring a human being into the world. So if you keep making a mistake as a boy and you lead it on to being into a man, you will bring a human being by mistake on the basis of your curiosity. And you're thinking, well, yeah, some people just abort. But you are killing a human being. So the reason why it's important to us for us to even delve into this kind of conversation, take accountability, be responsible for your intentions, is because actually sex isn't just sex. It's not just for the fun. It's not just for the banter and the get. Actually, real people and real human beings can be brought into the world, because that was always the original intention for sex. So when you do that, you need to think, what world are you bringing them into? Not just the world around you, but actually the world that you have with whoever you had sex with. And that's why it's really important, because you can end up creating or having broken families or damaging humans mentally, emotionally, by bringing them into the wrong type of world, because you just wanted to feel that you wanted to be a bit curious and you never did the inner work to do it. So that's probably why it's really important to me for me to have done this, because actually, as I told you, your intentions not only has an effect on you, not only has the effect on the person that you're with, but actually has an effect on everybody around you, from who you bring into the world, who the partner, the sexual partner talks to and interacts with, how she sees men, how there's so many pieces to it. I think we think so little of ourselves, we don't realize that what every one of our decisions that involve other people can have a massive ripple effect. So yeah, that's just the other part I want to leave onto what you said, Denzel, because that's what I was thinking about at the same time.
Also, you have to understand that as men, sometimes the intention is, well, just to see where it goes, or again, depends on where your mindset is, but sometimes it just happens that people have kids by mistake. It happens all the time. I'm not going to lie. I didn't plan both of my children. I've got two kids. I didn't plan either of them, but it doesn't say that I have any less value for the mothers of my child, or I have, like, my intentions may have changed. But it doesn't mean that in terms of what we're talking about value and how we value our women, well, I didn't intend to have a child, but because I had a child, therefore my value is now decreased. Does that change? Like, I don't know if, I can't speak for everyone, but it wasn't the case for me. And I mean, it does make you change your mindset. And I think that's happened to a lot of people. I know plenty of parents that have not planned their kids, yeah. But they have kids. And their intentions change. They then decide, okay, well, you know what? This wasn't what I intended to happen, but it's happened. How are we going to move forward from this? Now our intentions are to build a family together. Right? Now our intentions are to do whatever else. So it does, in the initial point of call, come down to intentions, but I don't think that those are intentions that you have to stick with. They can change. And again, when you're looking at the value and how you value each other, because again, when we're thinking about having kids as well, it's not just a man. The woman is clearly involved. So the intention needs to be both ways. One person can't make a decision. They both have to make the decision. Or unless it's the woman, that obviously that's another thing. But you see what I'm saying? So I think I come with that point that you made.
So I'm going to... Sorry, Denzel. I know you want to kick off. There's two things I want to pick up from that part. So one part is completely, for those who have already made those decisions, made those mistakes, whichever one. As I said it wasn't a regret. I don't have a regret. It's something that I knew it's happened, and it just has to be something that you go through to grow through. So anything that's happened in the past, you learn from it, reflect on it, and you try to see if you want to continue that way. So what you said was correct. You know what? Some things did happen. You didn't have the original intention, but you made it work for you, and you changed, or you made it work for the person that you did bring into the world. So that's, which is again, still taking responsibility. You need it to be like pre or post, in a sense. The second part to it, was actually the reason why I wanted to pick up the second part is no, because it's literally like the second part is something that men always say is that when it gets like to the crux of it, let's say it's like the tipping point. The tipping point is okay, maybe there was a part that I need to play. Then they'll say, yeah, but two twos, yeah. She was involved in that as well, you know. She should have been making decisions too. You put the penis in. you did that. You did the act. She didn't force you. Wasn't rape. Otherwise, this would be a different podcast in its entirety. You need to not divert the responsibility. And I think, and the reason why I say is because I've done this a lot. I've been like, well, you know what? I actually don't feel too bad, you know, because she wanted it too. It's all right. But then, you don't learn. You don't learn, and we do that so often. As the line goes, it's easier for us to stay the same than it is to change. And change requires you to focus the energy on yourself, nothing to do with the other person. Because the thing is, you can say, okay, well, it was just the one person. And maybe you can just say, you know what, it was down to her. But we could probably say that there's a whole rap sheet of people that we've done the same mistake on. What was the common denominator across all the people? What, the women? No, the common denominator is you. So actually, you need to realize, don't divert it. So if you do ever, so whoever's listening and does think, oh, well, maybe I should make a change, then they'll be like, but yeah, but she played her part. Yeah, don't. It's all you. I'm gonna just put it all on you to say, actually, it was all you. Yes, there's two parts to play and it takes two to tango, but you were still one of the people that wanted to tango. So remember that that is your, and that decision can be stopped from before the tango even starts. You understand? That can happen before. If you say, you know what? I don't want to have sex because sex can potentially bring a child in. And it can also mean that I probably have to create a family off of it if that does happen. I don't want that. If that's the case, step away. Don't even go into the bedroom. Don't even take the panties off. Don't do nothing. Literally just step away and say, I'm not down for it. If you can find the responsibility to do that. But obviously, I still applaud you. We always applaud you. Me and Denzel always applaud Simon for the fact that he's adapted himself completely to be everything about him is to do with his children. And yes, maybe his intent wasn't originally there for that reason, but he's made that happen. And that is something to be applauded and a full responsibility taken, because it's not an easy decision to put people before yourself. And that's amazing. That's what the stuff that we want to see, you know? Simon, don't cry, man. Write the tears, man.
All right. So we're now at the part of the podcast where we pull in some questions from our listeners. What I'm going to do, because obviously this is in reference to the tweet, so I'm going to just make sure that we're clear on what the tweet says, yeah? If you believe a woman's value is lowered after she has sex with you, what does that say about how you see yourself? Sex is clearly not something which comes with prestige. You're basically calling yourself a liability. Now, the question is, if prestige is only obtained when both parties hold themselves to the same high standard, but if everyone can get it, then what makes it prestige in the first place? Craig's laughing.
You know what I'm seeing is, you know, the balance where they say, yeah, like if a girl sleeps with bare men, then she's looked like a hoe or slag, yeah. When man sees sleep with bare women, he's seen as he's applauded for, clapped for, yeah. But then as the part says, yeah, how are you looking prestige when anybody can get it? Mm. And yeah, you may think you chose the women, but actually maybe the women all chose you because you was the easy target.
100.
So that's,
you know what?
So I was just thinking, you know what? Wow, you ain't the commander in general. Yeah. You're just a little pawn.
But real talk, you know what? Actually, as you said that, because I thought the same thing. I was just thinking to myself, well, yeah, you can go around and say, yeah, I got this girl. She was easy. But what if the girls turn around to her girls and say, I got that man. All I had to do was shake my ass and I got him, bruv. So she could be saying the same thing about you. You can't turn around and say, I'm the guy. I hold the prestige and I managed to get him on bed in 5 minutes.
What did Denzel say? Denzel said, off. That's off.
but you see that thing, yeah? Even if that was the case, because how social structures and conventions are seen around men would still take it and be like, well, all the girls want me, bro. Do you get it? So they will flip it and be like, but I am prestigious because I am the commander.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the commander.
Like, it's mad. There's so many sides to the story that it, it you can look at it that way. And what Craig said is, well, how about you're not perceived because you're the easy target? And then you think, oh, you're easy, bro. You're easy. And then the guys were like, but if all the girls want me, then doesn't that make me over my fellow peers? Doesn't that make me the commander now?
But do you know why? Do you know why?
There's a power shift. There's a...
Do you know why? Because, again, let's relate it back to everything we said.
It's mad, bro.
What is celebrated and shown the most? Yes. So when it's celebrated, what is shown and celebrated the most will create a perceived feeling of prestige because it relates to that. But actually, who told you that the things that you see the most on social media is the right way to live? And when you can see that maybe isn't the right way, are you still prestige? Are you still perceived that way? And that changes everything. Because then you got to really think, okay, well, sleeping with bare women, okay, if you still think you're the man at the end of this podcast, cool. But what does it get you? Tell me what it gets you. Your money? Does it get you a family that you want? Do you see yourself with an empire? There's a lot of things that's not going to be achieved on your own. You're going to need somebody behind you and you're going to need somebody to pass it on to for your legacy. So what happens then?
Bro, it just gets you a pat on the back from the mandem. That's what it gets. Bro, it does. That's it. There's no stripes. There's no real badge of honor. Like, I know we were talking about it like in school when we think about it and we say we wear a badge of honor in it. We're like, yeah, whatever. But in reality, and especially when you grow up and you're a man now, sleeping with bare women, what does that mean anymore, bro?
What does it mean to
anyone? Like, it doesn't. And the thing is also, there's also a paradigm shift, because when we were younger, we all used to discuss this. We used to discuss stuff like in detail, talking about, oh, like, you know, went to her house, da, da, da. So your man kind of knew. And so you were in that kind of limelight. When you're older, when you're like, I mean, I hope in your 20s and upwards, you're not still hitting cheeks and then calling the man on a group chat, talking about, hey, fam. But I'm not judging. I'm just saying, I hope that's not what you're doing. But from my experience, the people I'm around, no one knows what anyone's doing anymore. So there is no more badge of honor to it. There is no more, I am the captain. There's nothing, because whatever you're doing, you're going about your business in secret and silence, as you should as a man, because, you know what I mean? It's not for you to sleep with a girl to then spread it. And that's blah, blah, blah. Again, I'm not judging. I'm just saying.
I'm the captain.
But I don't really see. I don't really see the points and the stripes in it anymore. Once you become,
yeah. That's a key part. All right, let's get on to the
next one.
That was a mad one. Still, all right, cool.
Wait.
The next question is: does a girl who has sex on the first night make her less worthy, or does she just enjoy sex with that person?
Okay, let me answer that real quick. You're saying, again, I think it covers what we pretty much just spoke about. It's that, okay, does it change your opinion on the girl if you slept with them on the first date? But she slept with you on the first date too, bro. You could turn it around the same way. What does that say about you?
Yeah.
She slept with you on the first date too. So what does that say about you?
Yeah.
That's, I don't know, that's the short answer to me.
I think what they were saying was basically saying that actually she may have just actually, she really would just have chosen you because she really, really actually just likes you. And she really wanted that with you. Not because she does it with everybody else. She just actually wanted that with you.
You know what, what I'll say to that is, what's wrong with that, bro? What's wrong with that? Like, I'm not going to lie. When I was younger, I used to, as you said, Craig, you said, oh, like, you know, sometimes if I slept with a woman, or maybe it was like you kind of achieved that and you're thinking, well, you're not really wife anymore and stuff like that. And I do feel like
Don't put me in that. I didn't say that.
No, you said that.
I'll
only talk about what you actually said.
Now rewind the podcast.
Rewind it.
But.
Yeah, go on.
I just don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with you sleeping with a girl on the first date, her sleeping with you on the first date. And as you said, if you're going to judge a woman because of that, then you have to hold yourself to the same standard. You have to. So I personally just would ask people, what's really, especially as we're adults, bro, what is really wrong with that? Ask yourself that. You can answer that. maybe let us know, drop it in the comments and say, well, what is wrong with even that on? And it's not an achievement. What is wrong with that taking place on the first night? If you're both open to it, if you both like each other, as long as there's an intention there behind it. Because then if there's no intention, then ask yourself, why am I doing it? Simple as that.
Hey, next question. Denzel killed that
next
one.
This one's kind of similar to everything, really. It says, men have sex with anything when they're ready, so which probably means that we are the liabilities and it makes us easy.
Yeah.
When you say when they are ready, what?
So like if we just chose it, we could just flip the switch and say, you know what, I'm about to just go and be anything.
I'm about to be out here, boy. Yeah. I'm about to do my
like thing. You could just say, you know what, I'm going out tonight and I'm going to beat something.
I don't know if I agree.
But basically means if you can make that choice so easily, then that probably does make you easy and a liability. Bearing in mind, if the first part of the line, it says men have sex with anything when ready, that means that is their intention. Just to have sex, that's their intention, which actually could lead on to you being a liability and being easy, because that was your intention. So, because you're probably wondering, oh, well, the intention, maybe, nah, that's their intention right there.
I was just thinking, I get the question. I was just thinking, because technically, mandem don't have the power for this. The power always lies with the woman. She got the cheat. She's got the cooch to give up. You get it? No matter your intention about going out tonight with the lads and thinking, yeah, man's going to pull bear gas.
That's true.
You can't do nothing if the woman shut you down. That's it. And so I always feel like the woman is the beholder of the power because she holds the key. Bro.
But that's what you're seeking. I see what Denzel's saying because that's what he's seeking. That's what he's going for. So he can only attain it if she decides.
I basically completely disagree because if anybody wants sex at all, I bet you anybody can find sex anywhere if they wanted it. You could even pay for it to this point. So I say that the man is, again, he's basically diverting his responsibility. Your responsibility is to make an intention that you know is supposed to be what you're supposed to be doing. But what's happening now is the man was just basically deciding, you know what, I wouldn't mind a bit of sex, you know? And you know what, if they choose me, so be it. What am I going to do? I'm not gay. I'm not going to just not take it. That's what we used to say. That's the line we used to say, is that, you know what, fam? She just put it on me and, man's not gay, innit? Obviously, I took it. That's what they do. You're diverting your responsibility. What was your original intention? Why are you even there in the first place? Just because she gave it to you doesn't mean that she's the one decided. No, you decided beforehand. So that's
read that question one more time.
No, I think I can see what Denzel's getting at though, because I think he's saying, obviously, as if you're considering yourself a liability, but say, for example, as you said, I've made a conscious decision with my intention that I'm going to go out and find someone to have sex with. So you can put it on offer, but Denzel's saying they're the ones that have the power to say yes or no. And that's what I think Denzel's getting at. Your mission could be, okay, I want to go out here and sleep with Bear Gal. But if Bear Gal don't want to sleep with you, you ain't getting none. So they hold the power. And I think that's what he was getting at. But at the same time, I think, Craig, what you were saying when you were talking about, okay, a liability as well, is that at the same time, what is the common denominator? When you're sleeping with all these gal, who is the person that binds them together? It's you. So you are the liability. And I think that's what you're getting. And that's how you can...
To simplify the line, if there's any men or women on this conversation who do not want to be seen or perceived as a liability, watch what your original intentions are before you go out. Simple as that.
Yeah.
If you do not want to be seen as a liability, both men and women, do not make the original decision that you're open to sex with no intention.
Yeah.
If I could drop the mic, I would, but you'd make a big bang noise.
Say no more. Okay, cool. So obviously now we're going to try and wrap up with our food for thought. So just bear in mind, obviously, all of the points that we've tried to make in today's episode. Who wants to go first?
I'm just going to go and continue with what I just said. So if in your lifetime you do not want to be seen as a liability, make sure the decisions you make are backed by a strong intention. Don't divert your responsibilities. Take full responsibility for what you do and who you do it with. That's that.
Yeah.
I would say respect yourself enough to always maintain a level of accountability, no matter what you engage in and no matter who you engage with, because it's easier to obviously point fingers at someone else than point the finger at yourself.
Oh, listen, I need to stop getting lost because you lot are killing me today. I can only reiterate what you guys have said, man. I mean, again, I guess what we've established when we're looking at this is about, again, taking responsibility, being accountable, realizing what your intentions are, and understanding, again, something that I picked up quite clearly from Craig's one as well, is that when you're in that process of going through that journey, understand that a lot of us go through that same journey, and it's not about blaming yourself for it, but at least learn from that experience. This platform isn't just about us talking to you. Make sure you guys get involved, ask questions, continue the conversation, and open up to us about your views and your experiences. If you enjoyed the podcast, please like, share, and remember to follow us as well to stay up to date with all of our content and our events. So Craig, Denzel, thank you so much. And guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you guys soon.